Hi, I'm Mike. I'm an addict.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, everyone. I guess I feel the need to say that I was asked to speak about 15 minutes ago, and I didn't really have an opportunity to prepare, but, I don't really need to. I guess I'm just here to share my experience, strength, and hope. I did pray in a bathroom a couple minutes ago, so, do my best to turn it over, and just, I'm just here to let you know what the sixth step and sixth tradition has been in my recovery and some of the stuff I've learned and some of the stuff I've experienced and been taught by other people and by my sponsor. And, so I haven't really had, it's awesome that they had surrender and integrity, because I'd like to think that, I have surrendered, Surrender says surrender is the key to recovery, back in step one. So, I like to think that I know a little bit about how to do that or have done that, and apparently, I'm supposed to share about that, so we'll see what happens. Thank you all for being here. I'll do my best to do what I just said. So, I guess on the way up here, I did think about, basically, I've had two sponsors since I've been clean, and my first sponsor relapsed. I did my fifth step and then sponsor relapsed, and I was kind of in limbo for a while. I didn't have a sponsor for about a year and a half because, I don't know, for whatever reason, I didn't want a different sponsor. I guess I was at a period of my life where I was trying to be normal, whatever, really wasn't doing a whole lot for my recovery. I thought I had reached some kind of plateau to where I was supposed to be weaning more into life and doing a lot more life stuff, and maybe going to my home group once a week, wasn't going to area service, didn't have a sponsor. And I did that for a while, maybe like a whole summer. And summer like 1996, I believe it was, I was like 8 years clean. And like I said, all that, there's a lot of good stuff going on. I had a decent job, I was engaged to be married, I was living life, doing the things that recovery enabled me to do. But like I said, I was definitely on the fringe or on the outside or whatever it was. So, but luckily, Butler is a small enough town to where I would run into people, like in the grocery store or whatever. And it's always so neat when that happens, But like at that point in time, the response was, where the hell you been? Because prior to that, I was at all the meetings, doing all the picnic service, all that kind of stuff. And so, like I said, I was kind of, whatever was going on, that's where I was, So the point is that I eventually realized that, I feel like I'm like one step away from getting high or something, or walking my way out the door of NA or whatever was happening. But so I basically recommitted myself to my recovery, got a new sponsor. And I don't know, good or bad or ugly, I mean, that was a while ago. And so my sponsor said, well, so what have you done? I mean, I knew the guy since I was about a year clean, he moved to Butler. So it wasn't like I was just picking some guy out of the blue or whatever. I've known him for quite a long time. He knew me. He knew where I was at, who my old sponsor was, all that kind of stuff. So his question was, where are you at? Where are you in the steps? What have you done? And I was on step six, So, well, I guess jumping back a little bit, when I did my fifth step, with my grand sponsor, who I really respected, and I guess I felt like he would be more open to hearing my fourth step than my sponsor would. So his direction when I got done, and I don't know what they do these days, but his direction was, now that you've done a four-step, you've done an inventory, you've really opened yourself up, you are pretty fully aware, probably more than you've ever been in your life, about your part in situations and how you affect other people and that kind of stuff, and some of the ways that I denied my responsibility and that kind of thing. Is you know, he says within the next 24 hours, go and get on your knees and ask your higher power and begin to invite your higher power into your life in these areas. You know, now that you're aware, and I did at that point, I was entirely ready to have God remove my defects of character. I felt that, like, yes, I want to learn how to be different. I want to learn how to change. I want to learn how to, you know, to be that. And a lot of my defects was, you know, I used to walk around just angry and resentful at the world, you know, so there's a whole lot of mess in there, you know. But and quite honestly, sometimes it's real hard for me to break things down, like emotionally, I don't know why, and you know, because I listen to some people and they're just, it seems so easy for them to identify their feelings and all that kind of stuff, and they sound like a therapist, and you know, I still have trouble with that sometimes. I'm still not that great at saying, oh, this is how I feel, and that's why I reacted the way I did, and oh my God, I'm sorry about that, you know, so. But anyways, the point is, doing that fourth step and sharing that stuff in the fifth step with another human being and God, you know, that I guess that started that process of being on this level of working this program, really, and being open and willing to change, you know. So that's where I was, you know. So like I said, the direction I was given was that within the next 24 hours, get down on your knees and ask your higher power to help you in these areas of your life. And then the next thing was that this is going to be a lifelong process. You're going to work these steps daily. You know, because that's the big mystery. Remove our defects of character. You know, so I guess I can say that I've learned how to change. I've learned how to be open and willing and have a desire to be different and act different and behave differently. And, you know, working like steps 2 and 3, even before 4 and 5, that I was, on a level of trying to have some kind of conscience contact with my higher power and trying, you know, I guess the slogan or saying is to try to do the next right thing. That's how it started for me. And then it kind of grows into, I'm going to try to do the will of my higher power. And then I guess you got to figure out what that is. What does my higher power want me to be? How does my higher power want me to react? And I guess a lot of it is just trying to be, have conscious contact and pray. I mean, even today I feel like if I don't wake up, if I don't ask for help, just like if I can sit here in a ball of crap, but if none of you know about it, if I don't talk about it, then how do you know to even help me? How do you know I'm having a bad day or struggling with something? So that's the same thing with praying and my contact with my higher power. If I don't, you know, whatever, there's different theories on that, but I mean, I got to say it, I got to pray out loud, and that's what prayer is, you know. So anyways, I guess part of the deal is there's a lot of preparation, I guess, and there's a lot of things that happen, you know, in steps 1 through 5 in order to even get here, in order to be able to say, yeah, I'm willing and I fully understand, you know, what I need to do here, you know. So, you know, and so a big part of that is I have a support group and I have a sponsor and I have people in my life that know me well enough to where if I'm in a crappy mood, they'll say, what's wrong? You know, what's going on or what's happening with you or whatever it may be. And that's nice to have, you know, because I don't work this stuff on my own. I don't have a PhD in, like, step work or whatever. I'm just an addict trying to get through today. And it's nice to have that support, you know. So, and it's nice to be able to be an idiot in front of my friends and they still want to be my friend, you know what I mean? I mean, not that I consciously try to act out of my defects, but, you know, I don't always act accordingly or do the next right thing, you know. But that's what I set out to do. You know, I wake up and I always stuck with the third step prayer, take my will and my life, guide me in my recovery, show me how to live. And that's a lot of what that means, you know, show me how to live. Well, how do you want me to be? How am I supposed to react in this situation? How am I supposed to behave when this happens, you know? And some of it is, how the hell do I feel this and get through it, you know? So it's nice that to go to a meeting, talk about it, call your sponsor. That pretty much applies to whatever I'm going through, you know? So anyways, back to the whole, the next second part of the direction I was given was that this is a lifelong process, you know, you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life, and it's a daily application, you know. After you learn what this step means and what it's about and how it applies to myself, then the next part is, how do I live that? How do I incorporate that into my life, you know? So I guess that alleviates some of the pressure of being perfect, because I can say that I'm still learning how to apply this step in my life, you know. And a lot of it is that surrender, I guess, to my defects is a lot of that. Like, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to sit here and feel guilty because I get angry sometimes, or I don't always act the way I'm supposed to act, you know. I mean, I guess, I don't know, at times, you know, I feel like as we progress in these steps, if you want to call it progression, that it seems like the line gets thinner and the walk, it gets narrower, and I have to be this, I'm supposed to be that, and that's really not what it's about for me today at all. It's really about just learning how to be myself, good, bad, and ugly. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not... I act out on my defects now and then. And I always think of anger. I don't know about you, but I hate it when I get frustrated and angry about stuff, but I'm pretty good at it, you know, and it definitely happens naturally, and it's something that's beyond my control most of the time, so boom, you know, something happens. And the process for me, especially if I'm mad at someone, or a, you know, a person, an individual in my life, is that usually when I get pissed off, my first thought is, good, I don't need your friendship anyways, you know. So the defect is like, and then there's always a process. I go from that to like, oh man, I'm really sorry about how I reacted, and I'm glad you're my friend. So it is pretty extreme at times, you know. It is some things beyond my control, and I don't really set out to like, okay, I'm gonna go through today and I'm gonna not get angry. Like, that's not what I was taught, and that's not how I work these steps. It is really about the surrender. You know, like I said, it's nice how they incorporate the main theme of the steps or the spiritual principle involved. So I don't know. I mean, these are just basically guidelines. I've sponsored people to where they come at me with like a list. Here's a list of all my defects, and there's a definition, there's a Latin definition, and all that kind of stuff. That I was like, wow, that's great, but I never did that. You know, that's basically, I try to live my life a day at a time, which is, I started to learn how to do that from day one, you know, so now, okay, I'm going to incorporate trying to do God's will a day at a time. I'm trying to incorporate trying to do the next right thing, you know. So, I don't know. There's 1,000 pieces to this puzzle, and some days I do well. Like, I remember this one lady who I really respect her recovery. Heard her speak one time. She said, you know, this is a disease, and some days I can wake up, and I'm calling my sponsor, I'm hitting a meeting, I'm maybe going to 2 meetings, and I'm doing step work with people I sponsor, I'm reading a book, and I'm, you know, whatever, I'm on top of my game. Other days, it's all I can do to knock it out, you know. So, and I remember her saying that, and it stuck with me, and I kind of think of that when I get messy or screwed up or acting out of a defect or whatever, you know. I do have a disease. This is a disease, and I'm still powerless over it. It's not anything, if I work these steps, I'm going to learn how to be cool, or I'm going to learn how to be great, or I'm going to be powerful. I'm still powerless, you know. So I guess part of it is that I've learned how to be powerless over my defects, and how I incorporate these steps into that area of my life is that's how that starts. When I'm feeling a certain way, or even as simple as if I don't know how to do something or handle something or get through something, I gotta say I'm powerless. And I guess how I do that is I talk about what's going on with me. I'm admitting, like, I don't know what to do here, you know. So I'm gonna have a conversation with you, and sometimes it's just a vent. Other times I really need your feedback, or what would you do? Or I'm bringing a topic up at a meeting. I need help. I'm bringing the topic up. Here's a topic. You know, tell me how you get through this stuff, you know. And that's what happens here, you know. I go to 3 or 4 meetings a week, mainly for that reason. Like, I'm going to listen to what you have to say. I want to learn how you get through stuff. And if I don't need that information right now, I'm sure I'll need it in the future, you know. That's a wonderful resource, you know, and you would think I would become perfect by now, but, you know, it just doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff, I guess. I didn't think I had that much to say about it, but, you know, so I guess my first thought when I was asked to speak was, wow, I don't know am I qualified to speak on that? So basically, throughout my recovery, I've had a really good relationship with the sponsor, except for that period where I was sponsoring myself, and I'll definitely agree with it's not a good idea to sponsor yourself. I guess I tried to tell you what happened to me when I did that. I was trying to be normal or wherever I was at. And I guess for many years, that's kind of what I thought. Like, there was different plateaus, and you're going to reach these levels of spirituality, and you're going to, you know. But it's really not about that. It is a journey, and there is no end. There's no graduation here, and I'm still doing it. I'm prone to walk out of this room and get pissed off about something and act like an idiot. I'm trying not to do that. I prayed about it. I didn't get a chance to read my gist for today, but that's part of my daily routine. I brought it with me. I was in the car, but I didn't read it yet. I woke up, and 5 minutes later, we walked down to a meeting. After the meeting, I was asked to speak, and here I am now. So, having a decent day so far. I mean, I love being here. I really enjoy this retreat. It's definitely atmospheres like this that I'm less prone to be an idiot. I'm less prone to act out or whatever, you know. So I guess, like I was trying to say, there is a deeper level to this whole surrender and being willing to have your defects removed. And I guess it is about recognizing my defects and labeling them and just trying to be aware that that is a problem with me. That's where it starts, you know. If I got to change, just like realizing that I have a drug problem and I am an addict, I need to be here. I have to apply these steps and say this defect is a problem and I do need help with it. And the willingness, kind of like I said from the start, really started with being so aware, you know, and doing a fourth and fifth that. It was kind of like, wow, I really do need help. And that's basically how I felt when I surrendered to being an addict. It was like, wow, I really do need help. You know? And I am an addict. And wow, thankfully I know where to go. You know, so. And the rest is accepting that help, you know, and being open and willing to change, you know, so. But, like, I really never set out, like, I guess it's just an evolution for me, you know. And I really, like, I hear a lot of people say, I'm working on this, you know. And it's great to, I guess on some level I do that, but I just show up, you know, and I do what I need to do, and if there's something that needs done, I try my best to do that, you know, and there's definitely been times where my sponsor has had to kind of grab me and shake the denial out of me and say, no, this is what's going on, you know, because, I don't know, that's part of the disease, I guess. There's been a few circumstances where I thought everything was wonderful, and then it turns to a nightmare, and then thank God, like I know one relationship I had years and years ago. I mean, I was always growing up like a jealous individual, so in relationships, and I was seeing this girl in recovery, and I was the same old person, you know, that I felt like I was like 15 in this relationship, that whatever, with the jealousy, you know, so I don't even know why, I don't want to talk about this, but anyways, like, I remember being at the retreat, and I was jealous, and I ended up talking to my sponsor. We were sitting in his car, and he basically laid it out to me and told me how it was, and because I remember, like, this step in general, before I even got on it, people would say all this deep stuff, like, oh, I leave go of my defects with claw marks or whatever, you know, like, and then another one was, like, I guess I said it earlier, like, I just don't know how to be any different, you know, and I remember feeling that way, like, I don't want to be this way, I don't want to act this way, I don't want to treat her this way, I don't want to say the stuff I said, but I don't know how to be any different, you know. And I remember telling my sponsor that, like, and that was the end, and that was kind of my surrender. It was like, I just don't know how to be any different, you know, and he went on to tell me how to be different, you know, and I went on to do an inventory specifically on relationships, and that was powerful, that was deep, that was intense, that did change me, that did give me such a different perspective. And it was pretty simple. I mean, all I really did was enlisted all the girls I dated, a little bit about what happened and how the relationship ended. But when we got together to talk about that, well, I mean, I just learned so much about that particular defect. And I did learn how to break it down. I went from, all I know is I feel like a ball of emotions, you know. And we were able to break it down and insecurity and fear, you know, and all that kind of stuff, like within that defect of just being an asshole, basically, and controlling or whatever comes out of that, just being jealous. Because I, you know, you never quite know, like, okay, I'm going to be jealous. I don't really know how she feels or what's happening with her when that happens. You know, so I was able to kind of get into that kind of thing, and that's what happens here. Like, we learn how to take people into consideration and how they may feel by our actions, and instead of just, like, I always just flew around like a tornado, you know, never really cared or wondered or gave it a thought how it affected other people. I ruined relationships, friends, family, girlfriends, you know. And how did that leave me? It left me alone and wondering what the hell's wrong with you. Kind of like, what's your problem, you know? So anyways, all I can really do is worry about myself, you know, in general. And I guess we learn that here to learn how to focus on ourselves. So that's a lot about what this stuff is, you know, change. So I guess, like I was starting to say, I don't really... Okay, I want to change. Well, I just do what I'm told to do. I just show up, and it's just an evolution for me, and it's been that. And I consider and say I'm not the person I was when I got here. What did I do to get to this point? I don't know. I went to countless number of meetings. I call my sponsor. I've surrendered. I have remained willing to do what it takes to stay clean. It's a lot of energy and effort that we put into this. But it's necessary, you know. If I guess part of it is, and it's always the main thing, is I do this because I don't want to get high, you know. But at some point, that's not always my motivation. That's not always what makes me do what I do, you know. And I guess at some point, I do what I do because I do want to be different. I want to learn how to be different. Sometimes I want to learn how to be like you. Like, I see people that, I, in my opinion, are way more spiritual than I am. And I just, like, I'm still chasing what's here. You know, I still need to learn. I still want to, I want to change. I want to be more humble. I want to be more spiritual. I would love to never be angry again in my life. My doctor would like that. I have high blood pressure, and you know what I mean? There's just, like, so much to this, and it's really just about living life and trying to stay here, really, you know. So if I'm walking around like an idiot, just like a defect, chances are I might just say, fuck all this, you know, fuck this, really, you know, so... But I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to be that, you know. So there's different things that motivate me, and I guess there's always a million layers to the onion, you know. So maybe someday I will be. I feel like there's no reason to be angry, but you know, I know at this point that's what I strive to be. Serenity. I'd strive to be that, but I can't sit here and say things don't frustrate me. But I can say that I try to work some kind of recovery when I do. I try not to escalate to saying I don't need your friendship anyway, you know. So I don't know. I'm probably babbling on and on. And tradition six. I'm not a big tradition, and we didn't read them before the meeting, so I couldn't even quote that one for you. And I guess on a general level, I really enjoy the traditions. I'm glad they're there. I guess I can't even think of the principle right now. Integrity. Oh, okay. Well, I kind of feel like I took up the time allotted to me, but I know that, you know, as I worked the steps and got some kind of recovery, integrity is awesome to have. Because I know when I was using, I became a liar, a cheat, a thief. I was not a person of honor at all. You know, so, and I do feel like I have integrity. And what that means is I am who I am, you know. And majority of the time, I'm able to say, I'll be here at 8 o'clock. And be there at 8 o'clock, you know, that kind of stuff. I feel trustworthy. I feel like I am what I've learned here. You know, I try my best to incorporate these principles into my life. And I do have a pretty clear conscience. I don't believe there's really anything that I'm too worried about right now you know, from yesterday or a week ago or a month ago, you know. And sometimes that still happens. Like, there's things that I can't always deal with in a day or today or whatever. And I do my best to deal with things as they happen. And sometimes it takes a few days to, like, deal with it or to let it go or whatever, you know. But it's awesome to have integrity. It's awesome to... you know, to be myself. I've learned how to be myself here, and that's really, I still have my first step when I wrote it out, and I kind of, like, the gist of it was I want to learn how to be human again, because I was like the animal level and all this kind of stuff, and that was part of my first step was, man, I just, you know, I want to just live life and have a normal existence, because I had been, like, you know, my last few years of my getting high were, I reached levels that I never thought I would, you know, do things that I never imagined doing, you know, and became basically homeless and unemployable and a derelict. And I mean, I kind of liked being a rebel and an idiot when I was a teenager, but I had reached a level that I just never imagined being, hopeless and desperate. And, so it's nice to just be myself, and that's what integrity means to me. I don't have to be anybody but myself, and if you want to say what freedom is, that's freedom for me. That's all I need. And to be accepted is awesome too, for myself. So anyways, I believe I'm out of things to say, and thank you for listening. That's all.
Tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Tell yourself, just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow up with the